We need to break Lilith's heart. After Mona had said the words, we all looked around at each other in confusion. Break Lilith's heart? I asked. What do you mean? How?
I don't know, Mona said.
We need to find Magnus and speak to him, learn more about Lilith, and figure out what would hurt her the most. Even if we somehow do manage to find him, Ashley said, what makes you think he would want to help us? What if he still loves her?
He needs to understand what the Black Witches are doing now, Mona said. Their plan, if successful, will mean that no species, no realm is safe, except perhaps the dragons. And we need to tell him about the bond Lilith formed between them to keep her alive this long. My guess is that he isn't even aware of it.
If Lilith is as horrifying as Mona makes out,
Keeve muttered,
one look at her should be enough to break whatever attachment remains. So we would have to find Magnus and then take him to Lilith,
Xavier said.
Do we even know where Lilith is?
I have some ideas, Mona replied. You can leave that to me. The first thing we need to do is find Magnus and persuade him to cooperate. Where would we even start? I asked. We know for sure he is still alive since Lilith is, but in theory, couldn't he be anywhere within the human or supernatural realms? Mona nodded. It's going to be one hell of a task. I'm going to try taking another memory potion to see if I can glean any more information about Magnus. But in case I can't, she turned to her husband, placing a hand on his shoulder. Keeve, what else do you remember about the man? Please, try to think. Keeve furrowed his brows, running a hand across his forehead.
I don't know,
he said after a long pause.
As I mentioned, I barely knew him. I just remember him stopping by briefly at the Blood Keep many, many centuries ago.
Eli looked up from the laptop in front of him. His expression was grim.
There have been several more mass kidnappings already, he said. Just shy of 1,000 humans have been reported missing now.
I wondered if the government authorities had bothered to listen to us about closing schools and warning everyone. Whatever the case, our efforts obviously hadn't deterred the Black Witches. Mona drew in a breath.
Almost 1,000, she said.
I can't imagine much more blood will be needed now until they are ready. We are running out of time. Fast.